is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. The United States still has the most medals of any other country at the Olympics in Paris at 30. And today brings women's gymnastics back to the forefront in what's called the all-around competition.
Simone Biles is looking to add a second gold medal to her historic run in Paris after the U.S. women won the team competition Tuesday, making Biles the most decorated gymnast in U.S. history with 8 medals. She's the heavy favorite in tonight's all-around competition. Teammate Suni Lee just edged out Jordan Childs to grab the second all-around spot for the U.S. and could also medal. Wendy Gillette, CBS News, Paris.
The U.S. men had their all-around last night but did not medal. The alleged architect of the attacks of September 11, 2001, Khalid Sheikh Mohammed, has reached a plea deal with the U.S. and family members of World Trade Center victims, none too happy.
Details of the plea bargain are unclear, but the defendant's longstanding condition has been to avoid the death penalty. Mike Burke's brother, Billy, was an FDNY firefighter who died while saving civilians in the North Tower.
The firefighters, they went into the building and they were prepared to die to save innocents. KSM gets a plea deal. That doesn't strike me as justice.
Some of the victims' families tell me they are desperately waiting for details of the agreement, particularly where these defendants will serve out their sentences. Ali Bauman, CBS News, New York.
Former President Donald Trump questioned whether Vice President Harris is black at a convention for black journalists. CBS's Nicole Killian.
Trump was asked about presumptive Democratic nominee Kamala Harris.
I don't know. Is she Indian or is she black? She was Indian all the way, and then all of a sudden she made a turn and she became a black person.
Just to be clear, sir, I think somebody
should look into that, too, when you ask a continue in a very hostile, nasty tone.
Trump's remarks sparked backlash from Harris, who is the daughter of Jamaican and Indian immigrants.
A top U.S. official is calling on Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to acknowledge Maduro's opponent, Edmundo Gonzalez, as the winner of Venezuela's weekend presidential election. Brian Nichols is U.S. Assistant Secretary of State for Western Hemisphere Affairs.
Given the overwhelming evidence obtained by documented proof of millions of votes cast, Maduro and his representatives should recognize Edmundo Gonzalez Urrutia as the winner of the July 28th presidential election.
Putting a tax on sugar-sweetened drinks like soda could help improve the health of young people. A study published in JAMA Network studied 4 California cities where taxes were implemented and found body mass index declined when compared to cities without a tax. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Halftime means back to school shopping time at Target. Get your phones out, dads. We're saving 30% off.
Wow, look at this. Backpacks, clothes, shoes, by 30% off.
There's the pizza backpack my kid wants. Add to cart.
Oh, my daughter's gonna love this heart tea. Better grab some leggings, too.
Even notebooks, folders, pencils.
And glue sticks and crayons? All at 30% off this week only.
My sideline shopping game is strong.
When it comes to getting 30% off, Target has your back to school.
Point!
Hey, you okay? You don't normally miss those shots.
Oh, I just haven't been as regular lately, and it's making me feel sluggish.
You should try Metamucil. It's been a game changer for me. Metamucil's plant-based psyllium fiber helps trap and remove the waste that weighs you down. You're moving better than you were last week.
Definitely.
Metamucil keeps you moving. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Learn more at Metamucil.com.
Team USA is sporting a new nickname after scoring gymnastics gold.
Move over, Fierce Five and Fab Five. This year, it's all about the Golden Girls.
Thank you for being a friend.
Simone Biles finally revealed the official nickname Team USA is using for its women's gymnastics team after winning gold in the all-around. But it's fitting because they're also the oldest women's team since 1952. Biles is 27, and Jade Carey, Jordan Childs, and Suni Lee, all over 21. The youngest on the team is Hesley Rivera. She's just 16 years old. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
A concerning percentage of chocolate products on U.S. grocery store shelves contain levels of heavy metals that exceed guidelines, with the highest concentrations found in organic products. The analysis of 72 consumer cocoa products found 43% contaminated with lead above acceptable levels. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm
meteorologist Rodney Price. Clouds will thicken up here in the overnight. Lower 70s by sunrise with showers and thunderstorms around. We'll linger into your Thursday as well. We'll keep the clouds around too. Light southeast winds. Afternoon highs reaching the lower 80s. Showers and storms Thursday night. Right now it's 73.
Park to the County Line Road. Local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
Membership card to get inside. Farmers and the crews that serve them are up early, and so is Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe, has all the statewide agricultural news starting at 5 a.m. weekdays with updates throughout the day. Until then, we keep going with more Timeless Hits next on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
As a white knight on his steed,
can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
make it easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things would get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, when you hit it much lighter.
Be brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone. Someday, yeah. Someday, yeah, we'll walk in the rays of a beautiful sun. Someday, yeah, we'll be
it's on a finger, now and never a thing.
Devil with a blue dress, blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on.
I love the devil with the blue dress. All right, gonna sock it to me now.
Local news and timeless hits. It's what made WRJN indispensable to Racine for over 97 years. Well, we're still here with both, and our commitment to local news and lots of fun with timeless hits continues on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and on the historic AM band at 1400. More timeless hits coming right up.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Baby, everything is hard.
CBS News Brief. Vice President Harris has responded to former President Donald Trump's remarks to black journalists that his likely opponent in the presidential race turned black a number of years ago.
And it was the same old show. The divisiveness and the disrespect.
Harris' father is Jamaican, her mother born in India. Iran's supreme leader has led funeral prayers for a top Hamas leader killed in an airstrike.